Second Chronicles chapter 3. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David, at the place that David had designated on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build on the second day of the second month of the fourth year of his reign. These are Solomon's measurements for building the house of God. The length in cubits of the old standard was 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits. The vestibule in front of the nave of the house was 20 cubits long across the width of the house, and its height was 120 cubits. He overlaid it on the inside with pure gold. The nave he lined with cypress, covered it with fine gold, and made palms and chains on it. He adorned the house with settings of precious stones. The gold was gold from Parvaim. So he lined the house with gold, its beams, its thresholds, its walls, and its doors, and he carved cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy place. Its length, corresponding to the width of the house, was 20 cubits, and its width was 20 cubits. He overlaid it with 600 talents of fine gold. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He overlaid the upper chambers with gold. In the most holy place he made 2 carved cherubim and overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubim together extended 20 cubits. One wing of the one, 5 cubits long, touched the wall of the house, and its other wing, 5 cubits long, touched the wing of the other cherub. And of this cherub, one wing, 5 cubits long, touched the wall of the house, and the other wing, also 5 cubits long, was joined to the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim extended 20 cubits. The cherubim stood on their feet, facing the nave. And Solomon made the curtain of blue and purple and crimson fabrics and fine linen, and worked cherubim into it. In front of the house he made 2 pillars 35 cubits high, with a capital of 5 cubits on the top of each. He made encircling chains, and put them on the tops of the pillars, and he made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. He set up the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right, the other on the left. The one on the right he called Jachin, and the one on the left Boaz. Second Chronicles chapter 4. He made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. Then he made the molten sea. It was round, 10 cubits from rim to rim, and 5 cubits high. A line of 30 cubits would encircle it completely. Under it were panels all around, each of 10 cubits, surrounding the sea. There were 2 rows of panels cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them. The hindquarters of each were toward the inside. Its thickness was a handbreadth. Its rim was made like the rim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. In these they were to rinse what was used for the burnt offering. The sea was for the priest to wash in. He made 10 golden lampstands as prescribed, and set them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. He made the court of the priests and the great court, and doors for the court. He overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. And Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. Thus Huram finished the work that he did for King Solomon on the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on the top of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made the stands, the basins on the stands, the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen underneath it. The pots, the shovels, the forks, and all the equipment for these Huram Abai made of burnished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. In the plain of the Jordan the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zereda. Solomon made all these things in great quantities, so that the weight of the bronze was not determined. So Solomon made all the things that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold, to burn before the inner sanctuary, as prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of purest gold, the snuffers, basins, ladles, and firepans of pure gold. As for the entrance to the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place and the doors of the nave of the temple were of gold. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon did for the house of the Lord was finished. Solomon brought in the things that his father David had dedicated, and stored the silver, the gold, and all the vessels in the treasuries of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the people of Israel, in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the Israelites assembled before the king at the festival that is in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites carried the Ark. So they brought up the Ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites brought them up. King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who had assembled before him were before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be numbered or counted. Then the priests brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread out their wings over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering above the ark and its poles. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. They are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses put there at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the people of Israel after they came out of Egypt. Now when the priests came out of the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to their divisions, all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, their sons and kindred, arrayed in fine linen with cymbals, harps, and lyres, stood east of the altar with 120 priests who were trumpeters. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised, with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, in praise to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.